Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners to this Pinstol Chimps Shadio. Listen, we had three mics plugged in, but we only used two, and one of them was the wrong one. So it... Mark's quality of content is wonderful, but audio is marginal. Honestly, this is just a message to Chris Huff, because if anybody else is listening to this, this is an episode, as you will hear, clearly just for Chris Huff. So Chris, we apologize, but we still wanted you to have your episode. Besides, this weird variance makes it a collector's item. Tippy tippy toes, get on your tippy toes. Don't walk on your heels, I suppose. Otherwise, that's not tippy tippy toes. If you walk on your heels, the Lord knows you've sinned. Welcome to Pinstol Chimps Radio, the only place where Matt Gourley and Mark McConville will sit down and read an email and respond to it.
That's right. What once was a basketball play-by-play live happening podcast is now an answer one email podcast. And what's more, that person who sent that email will be listed in the episode title, and only that person is allowed to listen. Anyone else has to go to Target. If you've listened, your penance is you have to... Well, don't listen. Don't think you can listen and then I'll just do the penance.
Yeah, that's
first of all, if you listen and don't do the penance... You're going to hell.
Matt, before you go too far,
yeah,
you shouldn't be listening to this at all.
Unless your name is?
Chris Huff.
Okay, so we just
read this
out of the
read
gate.
The description.
Yeah.
I know you saw the title of this episode. I know you saw it. And if you're Chris Huff, great.
Enjoy.
If you're not,
how
what
dare
the
you?
Hell?
In this day and age, like, you really want that on your shoulders, on your conscience?
Consent.
If you've listened to even this much, yeah, you have to go to Target. What is it? You have to...
I don't want to limit the punishment to one punishment.
Right.
Going to Target, finding a mirror, pulling down your pants and spanking your own naked bottom. That was one time. That was just the best punishment we could come up with in the moment, in the heat of the moment, in a very emotional state, we came up with that punishment.
I'd like to add to that punishment that you have to go to Target for 8 hours and you have to wear khakis and a red polo shirt. And you, whenever any store guest asks you something, you have to answer and help.
You have to help.
Yeah.
You have to be a goddamn Target Batman.
Right.
You have to put on
a vigilante Target.
You're a vigilante, but it's not malicious. It's helpful.
Yes. Well, Batman wasn't malicious.
I mean, he's malicious to villains. Gotham's nasty.
Right, but imagine a bunch of good law-abiding citizens came up to Batman and was like, I need help crossing the street.
He's, why doesn't that ever happen?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Batman should be helping, like, oh, I'm a couple bucks short on my rent.
Here, citizen.
Yeah, because you're Bruce Wayne. Everybody knows it, and you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
It's not even your money. It's your parents' money that you inherited.
Anyway, I mean, no one's listening to this but
Chris. So Chris, sorry, Chris
Huff, yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, sorry that we even have to spend this time that's not dedicated to you. But because there's a couple rotten eggs out there listening.
I mean, word's getting back to us that people who these episodes are not intended for are listening. That is, don't think we're not seeing...
Well, the download numbers.
Yeah.
How would you sleep at night? How would you live with yourself, Mark, if you listened to this?
We can see where people are downloading, right?
Yeah.
There's a map.
Also, Mark and I record this with full-on ear plugs in, because even we can't hear this.
That's right.
This is just for Chris Huff.
That's right. Okay. So, with that very stern warning,
yeah,
I'm mad, but I'm working on it. And I would like to give people the opportunity who did choose to listen this far to press stop, and no punishment, you know, we'll give you a warning and you can just go about your day, go listen to Reply All or something.
Yeah. Maybe there's like, it's like a sonic waiting room where anybody who finds themselves at this podcast just needs to be reminded that they need to leave, and we can't fault them. But
you should not even be in this waiting.
No, you should. It's crazy to me.
Did you read the title?
But if you are from, we'll count down, but from the moment after the countdown, if you continue to listen.
Okay. We're going to count down from 70.
Yeah. 69.
70. 60. Wait, do you
want to
start?
You didn't. 70.
69.
68.
67.
66.
65.
64.
63.
62.
61.
60.
59.
58.
57.
56.
55.
54.
53.
52.
51.
50.
49.
48.
47.
46.
45.
44.
43.
42.
41.
40.
39,
38,
37,
36,
35,
34,
33,
32,
31,
30,
29,
28,
27,
26,
25,
24,
23,
22,
21,
20,
19,
18,
17,
16,
15,
14,
13,
12,
11,
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
0.
Get out, you're out.
The Chris, good thing about that countdown was that we might have bored some people to leave.
Almost definitely, that's what happened. Chris Huff writes, "Hi, Mark and Matt. I want to start off by saying that I've been listening to the two of you for at least 10 years.
Wow.
Starting with Superego and continuing on with whatever y'all did next. And I've loved it all. Pistol Shrimps Radio seemed ridiculous and almost impossible for normal people. So it was perfect for the two of you. During both rough times and your good, your commentary, humor, befuddlement, and singing has kept me going. Matt's wildly fluctuating energy levels from whatever he had or hadn't eaten, and Mark's firm but goofy hand on the tiller of reality has steered me through re-listen after re-listen. As a side note, almost nothing has made me laugh harder than after one game when Mark seemingly pulled away from the microphone to shout, "Boners!" in an almost empty gymnasium.
That's like from, that happened in Superego too, right?
I might need to cut that for future ringtone purposes, and yes, I'm an adult. Well, we did a sketch in Superego. We're going to pause the reading of this, Chris, just to let you know. We did a Superego sketch. I think it's a stunt spectacular.
That's
where
right.
You wanted to do a moment of silence for something, and we just were trying to think of, like, what's the dumbest possible thing that someone would yell at a theme park stunt show
moment of silence. But there is an actual little bit of a moment of silence, and then you just hear Mark, as it's produced in the end, off in the distance, "Boners!" That someone would do that during
someone
a moment.
Has done
I know,
that.
But boners of all things, and plural.
Yeah, so I might have recycled that one on Ghostbusters Radio to an empty.
I don't think it's recycled. It's just thematically consistent. It links the universes.
I'll try to make the rest of this short. The email continues. I also wanted to say that the podcast was always great because of the players. Whenever I listen, I really feel every victory, every loss, every great shot, and every injury because the women who play are amazing.
True.
Your heart and dedication to every one of them is only outshone by their own for the team and each other. Your heart and dedication to every one of them is only outshone by their own heart and dedication for the team and each other. Yes, this makes sense. In fact, it's perfect for my little workout every morning, giving me just the inspiration I need to push through my 10 minutes of basically moving my limbs and blood in the morning. And yes, I'm an adult who's a little out of shape. Okay, almost done. This is a long one, Chris.
That's a good one, though. That's okay. I mean, it's Chris's episode. He can make it as long as he wants.
You're driving the car, even though you didn't know that we were going to do this when you wrote to us in July of 2021.
And we're not even listening to this anyway, so it's no skin off our neck.
Besides getting a poster at Sketchfest, I also had the privilege of almost meeting the two of you. Mark, for me, it was when my wife and I were in Chicago towards the end of August of 2016 at the Del Close Theater for Improvised Shakespeare. You were great.
Hmm.
We were there for another night, and I saw Mark at the bar chatting with someone, but I was too chicken shit to approach and say hi. Oh, well, you should have.
Yeah.
The other time was during Sketchfest. My wife and I had just watched Super Ego, and we went to a bar between shows. She walked out for a cigarette and met all of you out on the sidewalk after you left the Brava Theater.
Hmm.
She kept talking about how much she and I enjoyed y'all. When there was a brief lull, Matt stuck out his hand and said, "Hi, I'm Matt," to my wife. To which my wife almost replied, "Yeah, I know." I think this is when Matt was recuperating from injuring his hand. So perhaps he was a little hopped up on painkillers. Or maybe his lovely mother raised him right and instinct took over.
Do you remember there was also a time where my grandma had just passed? Like, that wasn't common knowledge at the show. We didn't mention it in the show.
I was still inside the bar and heard all of this jealously right afterward.
She passed the day of the show, after the show, and we were at a bar, remember?
Yes. Well, Super Ego had done had done a few sketch fests over the years.
I don't think those were the two same years, though.
The Brava would busted hand. Because we performed at the little, a couple times at that theater, kind of by the Embarcadero.
Yeah.
And then we performed at Brava Theater.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Yeah.
Good people at the Brava Theater.
Yeah.
No, if you want to say hi, say hi.
Oh, for sure.
Just say hello and
Well, for one,
but you might have been with me on painkillers.
Yeah, which would have only have helped your case. But
you had that gnarly ass pin in your finger.
The exposed pin.
Ooh,
it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You had to walk around with that,
hitting it on doorways.
What was it like to do just everyday stuff? Like, take a shower, use the restroom.
Well, you know me; I like baths.
Oh, so you just put your hand up.
Well, I would do a rinse shower and then spend the rest of the time with my hand hanging out over the side like Murat Saad, that famous painting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Those were fun shows, those sketch fest shows.
Yeah, they sure were. Good and times. The people, like any Super Ego Pistol Shrimps listener wants to come up, they should come up because we've always said this. Like, that's our family. That's who we understand and identify with.
Yeah.
It's some other podcast I do that I don't want people coming.
But I think, I'm looking back at that.
And that is not with Gorley and Rust, by the way.
It's not?
No.
The Del Close Theater for Improvised Shakespeare, you were great in 2016. I think I was there for, I definitely was there for a musical thing, I think. I can't remember. But I do remember someone else who had come from Indiana or something because...
With a banjo on their knee?
Yeah. They were going to Louisiana for their true love for to see.
Oh, Susanna?
Don't you cry for me!
Because I've mentioned this before, but I come from Alabama by way of Indiana.
With a banjo attached surgically to my knee.
I had a pin sticking out. It was a banjo.
Can you help me, please?
Please.
Are you a medical
No doctor? One seems to be able to help us.
I need someone to help me cut this banjo off of my body so that I might operate a motor vehicle or just not get stares at the grocery store from onlookers.
Also, a lot of people don't know this because they don't delve into the second verse, but the sun's so hot, I froze to death.
So put that together.
Yeah.
Angela Lansbury.
And your size 8 Mansberries.
That trip in Chicago was great. Someone brought me Sour Patch Kids. Mm. That's what I was going to say.
I see.
So I thought maybe that's what this email was going to do. But it turns out Chris was too chicken shit to say hi.
You never met.
But the lady who brought Sour Patch Kids from Indiana was not.
But you murdered her. So Chris, maybe you dodged a bullet. Chris. Literally.
Yeah. Anyway. There's more.
Okay.
Really almost done. In closing, here's the entirety of War and Peace. And there's a link.
Who's War and Peace?
I never met him.
Any relationship to Warren Beatty? You know people are related by first names.
They are now.
Hey.
What if we... I don't want to do this for Chris.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you think we could read the entirety of War and Peace out loud on this podcast?
In one sitting?
I don't think we could do it in one sitting, but no. Do you think you could do it? Do you think you could?
Physically, yeah. I mean,
I think about audiobook narrators all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just how do you do it?
But we would do it like we counted down from 70, where we'd switch every word.
We would do word edits, you and me, back and forth.
Yeah, but we'd do it Dr. Know-It-All style.
Good old Dr. Remember that? Two-person Dr. Know-It-All.
That was a comedy sports and many other groups improv games. Sports. And the audience would ask a question, and then the Dr. Know-It-All has to answer as one entity, but it's two, usually it's three people, one word at a time. We'll do it right now. The question is, what will the weather be today, Dr. Know-It-All?
I
think
the
weather
will
be
nice,
but
never
except
when
people
change
because
they
shouldn't
have
little.
This has come completely off the rails.
And that's comedy sports improv fun.
Generally, that goes better.
Yeah.
I'm rusty.
Or worse.
I haven't worn sweatpants in front of people in many years.
That's funny that the quarantine put you in sweatpants.
But not in front of
all day. But yeah, comedy sports, you'd wear sweatpants as a uniform.
Some people used to call it pajamity sports.
And they weren't right.
Because you wouldn't sleep in those. Do you sleep in the sweatpants?
Yeah, I do often. You know why?
Because you get cold.
No, it's because pajama bottoms get twisted. Huh. Sweatpants, I've found, are the only thing that don't. But then I get too hot.
Yeah, I'm just wearing a pair of boxers most of the time.
I wear sweatpant boxers. They just have little elastic. They're like Shakespeare bloomers.
Oh, really?
No, I wish, but they're made out of sweatpants. That'd be amazing. I want a full Elizabethan, like, tunic, bodkin, ruff, and bloomers, but it's all made out of that heather gray sweatpant material.
The P.O. Box is 41284 Los Angeles, California, 90041. Chris, if you want to send what matches.
This is going to be a long shot, but Chris, if you can put that together.
If you can do that, Chris, terrific.
Yeah.
So that's War and Peace. I don't think we could. I don't know that I would make it. One word at a time, War and Peace?
No.
How do you do it? How does an audiobook narrator just sit in a booth and read? And how does
they have to do it in sessions, I'm sure.
And how does a director sit and follow along and not go, oh, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't the director or whoever's producing it or whatever have to know the names and how they're pronounced?
I'm sure.
There's a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Well, we're not doing that, Chris.
No way, man. But we are going to do a full narration of this episode of the podcast.
One word at a time.
Yeah.
No, really. In closing, thank you for the laughs, the songs, and your past and future projects. It really means a lot. Sincerely, Chris Huff.
It would be remiss of me to not say, you're welcome, His Cruff.
If you, Chris, have friends, maybe you have friends that enjoy the show. Maybe, Chris, you've got a whole online community, a vibrant
World of Warcraft players.
Yeah, who also enjoy Pistol Shrimps Radio. Maybe they'd like their own individual
episode. Yeah, they can't listen to this, let's be clear.
You have full permission and blessing to tell them that they can write to pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com and maybe they'll get an episode dedicated to them.
4 years from now.
For their ears only.
For their ears only, 4 years from now only.
That's like a song. For their... Oh, I guess
only. For your ears only.
4 years from now only.
Yeah.
Look, Chris, thanks for writing in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we didn't get to meet in Chicago, and I'm sorry that Matt was on painkillers.
I'm not.
Did you like those painkillers?
I mean, who doesn't love painkillers? I mean, I know they're horrible, all that and everything, but yeah. I don't want anybody to have any addiction issues or anything like that, but holy crap.
Do you think that that tested your addiction predilections? You got a taste for those painkillers, and were at any point did you have withdrawals? Did at any point did you say,
no,
I would like this to be my lifestyle?
No, because I don't think I was on real... I don't know that I was given opiates for my arm thing. I've been given opiates for a surgery I had before on my... I had my tonsils out as a full-grown adult.
Painful.
Very painful.
Yeah.
And then I had a septum surgery. Those I had proper painkillers for.
And that really put you somewhere?
Oh, boy. Well, and then one time, Jeremy gave me one because I was so sick and I was watching Deadwood and I got... so hopped up on one pill that I started buying things for people. I just went online and bought my brother a guitar.
I feel like I've had... someone gave me a painkiller once recreationally, and I was like, this doesn't seem like a good idea. But I did take it, and I did not feel it.
I've had Vicodin. It's never done anything for me. No, I'm talking like one time I was given like Oxy or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I was given black tar heroin. I would never, I don't think I could ever do heroin. That's one I don't.
I want to do it right before I go out.
Yeah, that seems like, how is that not just a national pastime?
Well, I think it is because you get morphine usually in hospice.
And that's really...
that's just clinical heroin, right?
I'm not totally sure.
But me either. Only one way to find out. Get it. Let's
get
do
some
it.
Morphine?
Yeah. The band.
They're not a band anymore.
Oh.
One of the guys died.
Really?
I don't know what happened.
I hope it wasn't morphine.
I don't think it was. I did once see a morphine tribute band. And no one cares.
What were they called? Oh, heroin?
No.
Methadone?
I'm blanking on the name. They were great. They sounded exactly like morphine.
Funny to be a tribute band for a band that nobody really cares about in the first place
that
much.
They should, though. Morphine is terrific.
But what if, like, we're 5 pence, we're 7 pence somewhat the richer, the only 6 pence none the richer cover band.
But doesn't it feel like that might actually succeed?
Meaning they'll get bigger than 6 pence none the richer?
Oh, no. What tribute band has ever outshone the band they're tributing?
That's the thing, but it's possible if you choose a really obscure band, and then you're just essentially stealing
the identity
and the music, because most of your listeners probably wouldn't have heard of them because you're just playing bars. But
oh, but if you're playing 6 pence none the richer album cuts rather than the one hit, people think, oh, these guys are good, and then they played that one cover song.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Like we're Plate Walla, the Dish Walla cover band.
Plate Walla.
And we changed Tell Me All Your Thoughts on God. I'd really like to meet him.
Oh, so you're like, now you're Vanilla Icing the sample.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just spitballing this as it goes. But okay, what else is there? Like, let's say, remember Papa Chubby?
The band.
Well, I think it was just a guy. Was it a band? Sweet Goddess of Love and Beer.
That's...
or, hey, we're Little Head Tim. And
the Big Head Todd and the Monsters and cover band might do well.
Yeah. I don't think you could do what they do better than they do it.
Why does a tribute band have to do... they're trying to do a facsimile. They're trying to do...
I know, but I don't think you could even... because say what you will about Big Head Todd. They have a sound and they are good.
Okay.
I don't
What's to say that another group of human beings who are skilled musicians couldn't play the same equipment exactly the same way?
And still have a big head?
You got me
the
there.
Odds are pretty slim.
Yeah. If there are even odds.
Who else? Corky and the Juice Pigs?
What is that?
That was a comedy band from a long time ago.
Corky and the Juice Pigs?
I'm trying to think of other obscure bands that might need a tribute act.
Len.
Oh, yes. Sunshine.
Len might still be a band.
How about OMD? No, Who's saying how bizarre?
I think it's OM song. It might be OMG. No, that's not right. I think it is OMD.
Isn't that? No, that's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Who's that?
That's like a band your wife would listen to.
Is it?
Yeah, an 80s kind of
I'll ask
emo right band.
If she would listen to Orchestral Maneuvers.
Who's how
orchestral
bizarre?
What?
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
What a name.
Oh, who's Harper's Bazaar? Oh, Harper, Harper's Bazaar.
I can hear it. I can see the video in my head. Yeah, all of it. But I can't remember the name of that band.
Ooh,
but you're saying you need a cover. You want a tribute band.
But one that gets bigger than the original band.
I don't think that's possible.
Dar Williams.
Lou Bega.
Two Bega.
Who's the best tribute band you've ever seen?
I don't know that I've ever seen a tribute band.
Really? I feel like
Ruth Negga does Lou Bega.
Super Ego alumnus Jeff Crocker and his lady wife, Andy Crocker, once took me to see AC/DC,
right,
the all-female Bon Scott-era AC/DC tribute band.
Wow.
And they ripped.
Wow, but
it was great. There's a lot of that. There's like the Iron Maidens, the all-female Iron Maiden tribute band.
So like
that doesn't seem very fulfilling to me, to play orchestral arranged note for note remakes of music that you enjoy.
Big Head Maude and the Monsters.
An all-female.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hi, Marty. Wow, this is a scene of domestic bliss.
It's not going to be the best banana bread you've ever tasted.
Amanda came in with a baby on her chest and banana bread.
Yeah.
It smells good and it looks great.
I walked out this morning and found Amanda in a panic just making cake because we had overripe bananas. And she was like, I got to do something with them.
Throw them away.
I was in a panic. Say hi, baby. You want some coffee? Do you no coffee? Decaf?
Yeah. Oh, not
no. Okay.
Glenn is
eating the microphone.
Wants this microphone so bad. It must run in the family.
Give it to her.
God.
Yeah.
Let her answer some emails.
Say something.
I die, 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 die.
The next words you hear will be Glenn.
Hello.
Well, Chris Huff, we hope you've enjoyed your episode.
Yes.
We're going to enjoy some banana bread.
We're going to eat an episode of Cake. A cake tribute band called Bunt. Thank you.
Called Bunt.
What?
The fashion nuggets.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Chris Huff, we love you. Anybody, if you're listening at this point.
What?
I curse you.
A witch's curse upon you.
Yes, you're going to have to look like a witch.
You're going to have to go to a Halloween party dressed as a witch.
Yes.
But wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm not a witch, I'm just a regular person.
Except it also has a picture like a tuxedo shirt has, you know, like when you wear a t-shirt, but it's a picture of a witch's black cape, but it's just all black because you can't see the silhouette.
And that's the curse that I wish upon you.
Here's the curse. You're a witch. You're a witch. I hope you live in a big old ditch. You're a witch. You're a witch. Get you, hit you with a switch.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.